Good day, Jordan.
Hey, how are you?
I'm fine. How did you get involved in the music business?
It all sort of just happened, to be honest. I'd been writing music since I was a teenager, and as I got older and became an adult, I always thought it would be good to do music one day and just give it a crack playing live. Just try it once, maybe put together a band, and then I kept saying it and saying it and saying it, and then finally, when I was about 21, I decided I'll try to put a band together and did that. Then I thought, it would be fun recording, so let's try that. And then basically from there, it was like a domino effect of expensive decisions. It's something I now really love, and I'm glad I did that.
Well, you're a solo artist at the moment, but have you played in bands?
Yeah, so even for my solo stuff, I've got like a we play as a five piece quite a bit around town. So I love playing with a band. I love playing solo. They're very, very different experiences, but yeah, I really enjoy both. There's yeah, nothing quite like playing with a band though. It's a lot of fun.
Now, you're a Brisbane Lions fan. You're expecting them to win the big one this year?
Oh, look, I'm going to put it on air that we will. And that might be a whole lot of wishful thinking, but hey, if you don't wish it into existence, it'll never happen, right? So,
Well, they're sitting in a good position at the moment. I think they're what, fifth on the same number of points as number four and number three. So, if they can climb into the top four, they'll have a better chance.
yeah, basically, for those few teams that are all competing for second, third, and fourth, it's all just about winning the next two games, and whoever can do that can, finish pretty basically, because there's a lot of top four teams playing each other in the next 2 weeks. So yeah, it should be fun to watch.
Now, you're an advocate for musician well-being.
I've sort of been involved so with a charity called Listen Up Music, who do a lot of work around mental health and music. And particularly the last few years, it's something that I definitely got, I got more involved in, particularly with everything going on with COVID and things like that, because there's so many musicians, particularly those who whose day job might be playing cover gigs, all of a sudden their livelihood's just taken away during the pandemic. And there was a lot of hardship felt in the industry. And then I think as well, I know in our scene there was a few people lost to their mental health in that time, and it's just heartbreaking. So it's something that I've always been really passionate about, but I think particularly in the last few years I've really taken more of an active role in it. And I think a lot of that's raising awareness and breaking the stigma, but also once you've done that, knowing how to take action and look after yourself and look after others around you. And I think the more we understand it, but the more we are willing to take action, it can literally save lives. So yeah, it's something I'm very passionate about.
Your latest song is called Fault. What's it about?
Yeah, so it was written back in February this year, and yeah, the week where Brisbane flooded for the second time in 10 years. It was a pretty crazy week, because it was the week of the floods, and then the war in Europe started, and then there was still sort of rumblings of the pandemic going around, and then you turn on the TV at night hoping for an update on the war or the floods, and you see political ads. And it was just honestly, it was quite a week. Our place thankfully was okay. We had a bit of flooding, but we were able to literally stand out and sweep it away with the broom for hours and hours each day. So it was an interesting time. But yeah, by the end of it, I was just so mentally exhausted and just sort of sat on my porch, just sort of thinking about everything that just sort of went down during the week, and felt really compelled to write about it. And ended up becoming a song, which I ended up recording. It just sort of was never planned to write a song about what happened. It was just sort of, I think I needed to write it to sort of vent, and then yeah, turned into what you hear now.
Thank you, Jordan.
Thanks so much for having me.
My town is filled with water. Batman was cancelled. Putin gave his marching orders. Others marched against him. Facebook tried to tell me not to cross the border. My woman tries to tell me something. I'm trying not to ignore her. Just me in the garden, sky and laughter. And you know, feelings of sadness are sure to follow after. You can try to find me in the open halls, among the streets of Ashmore to Old Black Hall. I won't leave you wondering, I'm only here to write songs. I tried to tell the world, it's not my fault. One day I'm sick and hoping, the other I walk backwards. What's the difference? Sometimes I wonder, is life really worth discovering? I binged TV and started smoking. My mother thinks I'm coping. So long as Murdoch's on TV, I'm better off not knowing. You can try to tell me, but I've heard too much. You say I'm cold as ice, but I'm hard to touch. I won't leave you wondering, I'm not in, my mind is sure. I tried to tell the world, but I tried too much. I tried to tell the world, I tried to tell the world, I really tried to tell the world, it's not my fault.